This Saturday morning, I celebrate 19 years of the Gesundheit with Jacobus radio show. Please join me for this anniversary as I will host open lines. Topics will include nutrients for eye health, intuitive medicine, and the importance of regular physical movement. Thank you for being a part of my 19-year journey. I look forward to talking with you this Saturday morning.
It's Gesundheit with Jacobus.
To Gesundheit with Jacobus, health talk radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewine.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is wonderful to be with you, and of course, I am excited, as I mentioned in the promo. I'm celebrating 19 years of Gesundheit with Jacobus. The official date is July 9, but this is the closest that would be. Next week, I have another guest. And so I thought, what a special time, 19 years to reflect. A lot has happened in 19 years, for sure. My kids have sure grown up and are parents, or definitely all of them are married, and they were all teenagers at the time. And, you know, my life has changed definitely quite a bit in 19 years. I hope that the contents of all the shows that I have hosted throughout the years, and I've had a few guest hosts on top of that. I know Dr. Mark Harris, Dr. Robert Lemley, Robert Warbeck, Carol Nicholson. They have all hosted the show for me and when I was out of town, but we are talking here about 906 live shows today and 19 years of doing this. July 9, 2000, when we started, and who had any idea? Even George Carter at the time was going, you think you can fill 6 months? And I said, I'm sure we got to be able to fill 6 months. That was kind of the requirement, because at that time, shows were being planned 6 months at a time. So probably what happened was that July 1st, probably would be the first one. Maybe it didn't work on the second, so he had me start on the ninth. And it just had to do with how they were going to pipe in programming from syndicated shows from Atlanta or Denver or whatever. So here we are all these years later, and I have to tell you, it has been quite a journey, I would say, with more ups than downs. But there are times when it is tough to get everything ready for the show. And I often say it is at this point, I feel I'm running out of time before I run out of topics to talk about. We'll see if that works today. Anyway, I think that for me, once I really get going in the topic, it's so exciting. There's so much to learn, so much to know. When I have experts on the show, it shows you that these people really have studied this, and this is part of their life. It's such a part of their life, how they communicate with others, how they have made a profession out of it, how it has become a passion of theirs. And for me to chime in with what I have read about the topic or my own enthusiasm, I often find that we start feeding off each other. And to me, that is awesome, because I think anytime you have an expert on a show who sits across from somebody who is actually interested in the topic and not just there to fill the 3 hour time slot, I think as an expert, you get excited too, because you go, okay, we can have a conversation here about something that I really love to do. And so I always felt it was my responsibility as a host to understand where they were going, where they are going, and to simply prepare myself for that moment. And I ask my guests to help me with an agenda so that I have a rough idea what they would like to discuss in this one show. And as you know, several people, quite a few people, have been on several times. I still think that Dr. Dan Carter, who has left and went to Portland, has the record. I think he had was on 35 or 36 times. Marion Bakra, our clinical nutritionist, has been on about 30 times. That would be number two. And then we've had people who have been on 7 or 8 or 10 times. Dr. Sexton last week was on, I think that was his 10th or 11th time. So over the years, it sounds like a lot, but you're talking about 19 years. And so for me, it has been a very educational process to I have learned so much. And that is one thing I didn't know 19 years ago, what I would learn and the insights I would get about so many different parts and sides of medicine and healing. And in reality, I really am humbled, because once you know a little bit, you think you know a lot. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. We feel like, okay, we can continue in this conversation and we can contribute to this conversation, and because I read about it and I know something about it. And then when you actually start talking and you realize how intricate and delicate and precise and thorough these different topics are, I am humbled by the fact that I have sit with experts and they gave me actually an hour or 2 or 3 hours to share what they know, some of the things that they know. So I'm very grateful. I'm grateful that it has continued this far and that the show has been well received. I have a feeling lately I've been talking to people who come up to me and tell me that they're listening to my show much more in the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks than I've had for a decade. And so I'm very happy that people are listening. Maybe I'm finding out more about you. Maybe I need to hear about this, that are people listening, because I don't always know. Or maybe you do enjoy the topic and maybe you are learning something, just like I am learning so much about these different topics in my preparation and in conversation. So thank you so much for all your support. It's not a cliche when I say that I am humbled to know that people are actually listening to what I'm saying or what I'm asking guests, and that you are enjoying a show that goes more in depth into health topics than just a quick 5-minute rundown. There is a lot to know about the human body and a lot to know about the human mind and a lot to know about the human spirit and the emotions. There is a lot to know, and there are experts who have delved into it, who have written books about it, who have studied it, who work with colleagues, who become better because this has become their passion and their path. It's their path. They feel responsible to find new developments, make new discoveries, because the world is ever-changing, and but because of the new research that's coming out in one field, it can actually start to help the research and the development of new products or new therapies in another field. And that, to me, is also very interesting. And of course, we're living in the information age, so people be able to get or steal from each other in this day and age is rampant. And rampant, I don't mean it in per se in a negative way, but it is definitely happening a lot. So the communication is quicker. The research seems to accelerate because of better equipment. And I'm sitting just here at the receiving end, just gathering information about the amazing work that people are doing. And so for me to sit here and to learn and to communicate with others, and now in this case with you, about health developments and things that we have known, but sometimes we need to reiterate it a little bit to just get our mind wrapped around certain concepts again, which I hope to do today, that sometimes it's a wake-up call. I think a lot of us, when we hear things and they really make sense, I always have a feeling, for myself at least, I probably had the knowledge already. Maybe I forgot part of it. And now I hear it again and I go like, of course, yes, 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 I know, it makes sense, makes total sense. And I think that many of you will have similar things when you are in conversation with other people. They say, yeah, I know that. You know, that it's almost we've forgotten about it, but it makes so much sense. We probably activate some kind of a memory in who we are and in our minds and brains to make this work. So it's really special. And I tell you what, for me to be here and to enjoy these moments and to change topics every week, that has always been my purpose. Let's not continue with the same thing over and over and over again. And we have a caller on hold. Good morning, caller. Thanks for joining the program today. What is your name and how can we help you?
Good morning. This is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
I want to remind you a couple of things.
Uh-huh.
A lawyer is as good as his client, and a client is as good as his lawyer.
Uh-huh.
But you forgot, and people should know, yes, 19 years is a number, but it's 19 years of weekends besides working during the week. Doctors, lawyers, politicians, they all rush for the weekend. But you're there faithfully 19 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I know all about these things because I've given a lot of my life 7 days a week. And I feel that whether somebody appreciated it or not, I know I did. I made my mark to help people. But yeah. What you have done is gave up also, and I know all about it, is the weekend that everybody forgets. And the station that you're on is a great station, not just because of politics or anything like that. It's that they've given you the opportunity, and they should also be grateful that they have a person like you that's dedicated. That's the key.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Dedication. Mm. Okay? You're a loyal person to this, let's say, Montana, or wherever your voice and your program goes. And I want to just be on record, not take anybody else's time, but you've even contributed to things that I thought I had down pat for my fighters and people that I took care of in nursing homes.
Yeah.
And yet you opened my eyes even further with your guests and the people that have been on your program.
Well, that's so very nice.
Hey, I hope you have another 1,900 years. All right. You have a great day, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Much appreciated.
Yeah, forget about it.
Forget about it. Okay, bye-bye. All right, that's very nice. Joe's my boxing coach. That's very nice. He just turned 80 a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and to see the energy of this man and the mind of this man, to witness that, it's an absolute delight. So if anybody of you is ever wanting to learn how to box, contact Joe Diaz. I can get you in touch with him if you don't know it. But he works with people in their 60s. Well, I just started learning, and I'm 59. I just started learning about 3 months ago. So, and Joe said, there's no hope, there's no future for me. No, he doesn't say that, but it's I'm a little on the stiff side, he said. Too stiff from using weights. But I tell you what, he is working with people in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It doesn't matter what age you are. Anybody can learn to box and to defend themselves and to learn this amazing technique and how many parts of the body you use. So I tell you what, if you have ever thought about it, it's not that you have to stand in a ring and get punched in the face. There is a lot of about boxing that you can learn without ever getting hit by anybody. So as far as conditioning and technique and using the body is concerned, Joe Diaz, in my opinion, is the expert. He has trained over 27 world champions and more than 8,600 athletes in his life. So quite a record, and I appreciate really very much, Joe, the words you use and your support of listening to the show. So, you know, the California aftershocks, they keep coming. I mean, there is now another one in California, 7.1, more damage, fires. We'll wait and see if there is going to be a bigger one, if this is it. It's always been the fault line, the Andreas fault line right there in California. Sometimes, you know, you just don't know if that the shockwave is at some point going to hit right over here. And I know that experts are looking at Yellowstone and underneath Yellowstone and they see some activity, I'm sure they give us warning. But how much can really be done, we don't know. But Mother Earth is talking to us. Mother Earth is shaking. Mother Earth is waking up. And we need to be respectful of that in any way, shape, or form. But we are representing Mother Earth. And depending on how we live and think and feel and act with each other and how we talk to each other, these are all things that are recorded in the planet. And we therefore, you know, we therefore have a responsibility always how we use our words and how we have an attitude towards others in the way we live life. We take care of ourselves, then you'll start realizing that your respect and your communication with others is improving. You improve yourself, you will see and help the improvement in others who are close to you. And others who are close, maybe the fact that you start working on yourself is because you were inspired by somebody else who was working on themselves. So what is a chain reaction that can happen by simply starting the right step in the right direction, the baby step? How that domino effect starts working on other people, not in a way you don't want to see like, oh, everybody's falling down. No, we're all standing up. We're all straight, and we have a straight back, and we feel strong, and we feel good, and we feel responsible, and we start taking care of ourselves better. All of a sudden, you realize that planet Earth is acting better. I have to say, the article yesterday in the Chronicle about global warming, that was July 5, about planting like a million trees or something like that. Was it a trillion trees, a billion trees? This research will say that trees process more CO2 than anything else, and especially young trees. And they figure that if you were going to plant like a billion trees or so in the world, there is enough room. And they were talking about Russia, United States, Canada, Brazil, amongst other places. There is plenty of space to build the trees. They are the lungs of the planet, and they could take care about that amount of trees could undo the damage done 25 years of human activity on the planet as far as we're concerned about global warming. If the people are saying, well, it's human behavior, I'm not saying it is not, but the trees, when you look what we have done to trees, if you think about this, you know, so you start thinking any further, then you go, okay, so they're chopping down the rainforest in Brazil, which has been unbelievable damage. And I understand that they're finding great medicine in the rainforest, but the chopping down of trees and the killing of wildlife, you sometimes have to wonder, is it really that necessary? But you also look over here in the United States, most of the homes, especially in the West, are built with wood. So you look at how many homes we have, how much wood has been used. Those trees all cut down, and they cannot process the CO2 anymore. So there is the working of cutting down trees, and then the working of what we've done with the technology that has developed, and the use of fossil fuels, etc., plastics. I mean, if you think about what we've done with the fuels and making plastics out of it, and everybody uses plastics. There's nobody who can be plastic-free at this point. Well, maybe Alan Bell, when he was on my radio show talking about his own toxicity level, that he lives in a house without any of the allergens. But we all use plastics on our phones, in our cars, you know, in containers, in something we drink. Plastic, plastic, plastic. And you look at the estrogenic compounds that have been found in the BPA, even in the BPA-free bottles that are available. They feel there is other substances in there that are maybe even more dangerous than the BPA. So we add all that up by 7 billion people. Not everybody uses it, but how many people use multiple numbers? You do that every day. You do it every year, a decade, several decades, 5 decades that we've been using medications, hormone medications, the pill, the hormone replacement therapies, the creams, the lotions, the makeups. You look at all this stuff that has these estrogenic compounds in it that and other chemicals that are not the aluminum, the fluoride, etc., etc., that all ends up somewhere in the groundwater. So you cannot just say it is just a bunch of fossil fuels. It all is important. But there are many things that people do in their own life that, you know, and let's face it, many people do not have the discipline to dump it all. We're just part of life, part of modern life, so to say. We all want the latest and greatest, and we don't always look what the exact ingredients are and if they're toxic, but we put them in our house. We use them on a daily basis. We drive in them, and then we're wondering why there is a problem. And most people will not give up their habits. They just want other people to give it up. It's a problem. You know, it's a problem that has escalated into what we call now a changing in the climate on the planet. But then again, we also know that the planet, the circle of the planet around the sun is changing. The sun is having flashes, and those flashes bring more heat. So we are the third rock from the sun, so we get some of that. So there are changes. It's funny when you sometimes look at the weather temperature and they tell you when the record temperature was the same day, and then you see like it was like 100 degrees in 1921, and then you go, okay, well, 1921, I mean, nobody was then talking about global warming. So in any case, it's a fad. There is something I'm saying it's a fad because it has been exaggerated. Is it happening? Sure, it is happening because the facts are there. Is it causing the damage that everybody is saying it is? That's debatable. Is there something we can do about it? Absolutely. You know, we can plant more trees. I thought it was a great idea. And what are we willing to give up in our own life? So in any case, folks, I really appreciate you with me. We're going to take a short break. When I come back, more news for you, and then we hit the topic. Stay tuned.
Integrative medicine, the future of healthcare. Every Saturday morning, right here from 8 to 11 a.m.